This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Living Proof. Go to livingproof.com/vine and use code VINE to get 10% off your first purchase. Apartments.com, the place to find a place. And Progressive, quote at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. This episode is brought to you by the new Starbucks Baya Energy Drink. With caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, it's energy that's good. Starbucks Baya Energy Drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide.
Wine.
Not so good.
It's time for Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Welcome to your weekly session. Caitlin and friends are here to share unfiltered advice, lots of laughs, and some major breakthroughs. So put your feet up, pop a cork, and get ready for some grape therapy.
Did you ever like go out to clubs and like that scene, or have you always been
ever
like,
in my life?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know why. I just picture you not being a club guy.
Never getting into it.
Well, I never describe myself as a club guy.
Yeah.
But I've certainly been to.
Well, I was reading some of the guys' bios for the season coming up, and there's twins on this season.
Ooh.
I don't know if you saw that, but there's twins. And they are like the broiest bros. They're like, we like going out to clubs in New York. And I was like, oh, no.
I've never purchased a bottle.
Never.
Bottle service?
No. I've pitched in like for like a bachelor party,
yeah.
But I've never been like getting a bottle tonight. I've never had
really
my table. I've been given a
yeah,
bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
you've never been like, I'm going to the club tonight, I'm going to buy a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
But
I
I've certainly been to clubs.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why. When you lived in Chicago, maybe.
For sure.
Yeah. Chicago's so fun.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
At times. Yeah.
I feel like Chicago's one of my favorite cities. Jason like thrives there.
He loves it.
Yeah. He wants to move there, but I just can't leave Nashville.
You're going to end up in Chicago.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm going to end up in
LA.
Nope.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I want to know if I did like a Canadian quiz, would you guys know anything?
I would through being
really?
Close
I mean,
to you.
Anything? Sure.
Like,
I definitely would know something.
Okay. What province am I from?
Alberta.
Nick!
I don't.
Right?
Well,
I got that right, right?
I might have gotten that. I might have not. I don't know.
Okay. What province did I live in for 11 years?
British Columbia.
Yes. Okay. You. Oh. Redemption. Redemption. Anyways, how are you doing today?
Swell. How are you?
Swell! Yeah. I'm swell as well. Swell is a good word. We were just recording on your podcast the other day.
Out now.
It's out now.
Oh, yeah.
Out
it's
now.
Live.
Brown cow.
I think people, I don't know. I don't really look and see how people look.
I was going to say,
I assume
people
are
it.
In. I assume.
Oh. What are you, what's your problem, though?
Oh, I just want to, I can't hear.
Oh. Well, we can't have that. Yeah. You're actually not in this episode. So if you can stop talking altogether.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just kidding. But I did get an update on the girl that we talked to. The girl who asked for a FaceTime date.
Yeah.
He responded.
He responded.
But I have, that's the update, right? Like, that's it.
He was like, I'm free Wednesday or Thursday. He gave her specific options, which was great.
That's
and
great.
Then they planned a trip.
I think he really likes her. Do you like the sound of your own voice?
I've gotten used to it.
Okay.
But do you enjoy it?
A lot of people don't like the sound of their own voice.
I've gotten used to it is the best way to describe it. Because at first, you know, I think everyone kind of hates it at first.
Not me. I love the sound of my soothing voice.
But I feel like I've, through podcasting, I've developed a podcast voice that I didn't try to, but it just...
Really? Happens. You started doing a podcast voice?
I think so. Yeah.
I think I kind of do an on voice.
It's more of a throaty kind of...
Oh, like a little raspy throaty... Yeah.
I've I think so.
Oh.
But not on purpose. I think it just, I don't know, just kind of you sit there and...
Yeah. I like to record without the headphones sometimes so I don't get in my head and hear my voice.
Yeah.
Because, I do better when I hear my voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to be very cognizant of everything. Sometimes.
But no. I'm also like a low energy guy often.
Mm.
Like my resting state is more of a chill vibe.
Yeah.
Which is how I podcast probably... And I think I'm okay with that sound, the sound of that voice.
Yeah, because it's not like an on. It's not like you're doing a radio bit.
No.
You're just like you're
I don't Wells Rick Adams. D's.
You don't, yeah. Well, yeah, Wells Adams has the like most classic radio voice when he really does it.
But he also was literally in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's there. He's filming right now, isn't he? Paradise?
I believe so, yeah.
You asked me on your podcast if I was sad I never got to go to Paradise. I said no. I've really been thinking about it since.
You have. You're going to show up.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about going to the beaches.
You're going to ask for a Paradise Hall pass?
Yeah. I just want to see what it's like.
Hey, Jay, never got to experience this.
Yeah. He didn't either. Maybe he can have a turn. We'll run at it.
There you go.
But I thought about it, and everyone talks about how much fun they have on Paradise. But I just think I'm not cute when I'm sweaty. And you've seen me. I turn into a little drowned rat.
I like your little drowned rat look. You have beautiful skin.
I'm sure. But I've never heard a woman say, you know, when I look cute is when I'm sweaty. And
when my melasma is puffing.
Full of sand.
Flaring up.
Yeah.
You know.
Got the shits from all the Mexican food. Yeah, that's not when I feel my sexiest. So that's why I
didn't. Puffy from the humidity.
Just not my whole vibe. But have you looked at the contestants? I know I was saying about the twins earlier. Did you look at the contestants for this season of The Bachelorette? Did you browse?
I browsed a couple, like a month ago, right after the finale, because, you know, off season.
Yeah.
So we briefly went over basically the photographs of the guys. Yeah. But we haven't done, like, the bio, which I was going to do with you, but decided that's...
Well, I tried to do it with a guest yesterday, and it was like 2 hours later. Like
yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot of guys to go through. And we were trying to like break down all of their bios because they're so ridiculous as they always are. And then I was trying to remember, did you even get a bio when you came on my season?
Not your season, no.
What was your bio like on Andy's season? What was like...
Probably terrible.
I'm going to look it up. I want to look this up because I was thinking,
as I remember being so tired and so like annoyed with all the tests we had to do by the time we got to that, I did not think it would be public information.
Oh. Which
was, you know.
Oh, so you just
phoned
it.
That's true. I didn't know mine was going to be either. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Well, because they didn't do a whole thing like they do now on the bios and like share it and tease it. And now it's a whole.
I definitely did not know what I was getting.
I would think that the producers would write it for you now.
No. Oh. No. Mine was like, if you could be any fictional character, who would you be and why? And I said April O'Neil because I'd want to hang out with the Ninja Turtles.
I mean, great.
Would you say?
No, it's cute. Oh. It's cute. A little nerdy moment. I like it. Sweet.
Yours doesn't really come up. Damn it. I wanted it. And it also said, what would an ex-boyfriend say about you? And I said, that I bite my nails and leave hair extensions lying around. I didn't know this was going to be public information. I was just writing shit down. What would an ex-girlfriend say about you? I mean, I could tell you, but.
Go ahead.
No. I want to know what you think an ex would say about you.
Like something good or something bad?
What? I don't know. Would she have good things to say? Would she only have bad things to say? Who's your ex-girlfriend that nobody knows of?
Well, I mean, I have them.
Yeah. Who's the last recent one before Andy? You can make up a name.
Okay. April.
April. Yes. What would April say about you if I called her up right now? Tell me, how would you describe Nick?
Depends on how it ended with April, too.
That's the point. Then I would find out some information here.
I think ultimately she would say nice things.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Do you talk to most of your exes?
I don't talk to any of my exes.
Oh, okay.
But it's been so long.
Why, do you talk to your exes?
No, it's scorched earth. Once you've been inside me or vice versa, it's done.
Really? I mean, I've the last one, I've met her husband. And we still have mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no reason to keep in touch.
Like the friendship. It's not, it's just more like a, how you doing once in a while?
Well, you do a lot of,
you know, like if you asked me about my ex-girlfriends, I would say nice things. If you said, well, tell me something bad,
negative.
I could come up with something. I mean, you know, because every relationship that ended, certainly you have your frustrations, right? But like I have nothing but nice, lasting memories of all my girlfriends.
Well, that's sweet. I also we were talking about this again on your podcast, but you give good relationship advice, and we're going to get into that today because I do take it or leave it advice, because a lot of my advice people should probably not take. They should probably leave it. People usually take your advice
eventually.
You do give great advice. I listened to an Ask Nick.
Yeah,
it was sent to me by a friend.
Really?
And I enjoyed it. Yeah. Great advice.
Yeah, you
do. It's very off the cuff, speaks from the heart, sounds like a therapist, and I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm definitely not a therapist, which I say on every episode.
Yeah,
you have to. Full disclosure, I am not a therapist.
Not a therapist. I'm good at not saying what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, say that sentence again. I'm good at not saying what I don't know.
Yeah, you've noticed like on TikTok, everyone's an expert on narcissism these days.
Yes.
Yeah. Or attachment styles.
Yeah.
It's like you watch one TikTok and next thing you know, I don't talk about any of that stuff. And it's out there for people to want to read and get into, but it's not my certainly field of expertise, and the relationship advice I give like has nothing really to do with that. I also find some of those things to be people's, they have a fascination with it, but it doesn't necessarily help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of people call it, like, oh, so I read about my attachment style and I'm a anxious attachment. It's like, great. I don't know how that helps you in this current situation. People want to understand themselves, I think, which
yeah.
I get. And it's information, but it doesn't really, sometimes I think those things are people will use as an excuse to justify the choices they've made rather than help them make different choices.
Like what I do with my horoscope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Gemini, so.
It's like, oh, well, classic Gemini. You know, yeah. I can't help it. That's yeah. why I'm hanging out with them, because I'm an anxious attachment style. Okay, well, now you know.
It is a good excuse, though. I do that shit all the time with, like, Mercury in retrograde and, like, where the moon is.
I don't even know when it's happening, but I'll say, like, of course I'm pissed today.
Mercury in retrograde.
Fucking Gatorade.
It's turning into a brand deal, too. Like, now people are, like, who have, what was it, Vizzy Hard Seltzer. They do like this
friend
whole
of show. Yeah.
They do a whole Mercury in retrograde package where they give you a drink and a candle and a crystal
vibe check.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
My only advice when it comes to narcissism is if you think you could be dating one, break up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause like they might not be, maybe they are, but if you think they are,
but people love saying enough. That they are to,
it's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
It is a trend.
What, to say you're a narcissist?
No, to say you've dated a narcissist, you've been with a narcissist, or you've...
Like, using it as a topic of conversation. Like, narcissism is such a hot topic these days.
Yeah, and they've diagnosed it because they've watched a couple TikToks or their friend told them it was. And listen, narcissism is a thing. As a society, we're all more narcissistic.
I was going to say, don't you think everybody has a little narcissism in them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. There's a difference between, like, being narcissistic or being selfish and being... like a malignant narcissist.
Right.
But it's like gaslighting, you know?
Now that's another, yeah. Gaslighting and narcissism. My gosh.
Apparently, if you have a disagreement in a fight and you say things like, well, I didn't say that, apparently you're gaslighting me.
Narcissist.
Yeah.
Not seeing eye to eye is apparently gaslighting now.
So true.
Okay, let's take a little pause in the podcast. Both in the pod and your hair care routine right now, okay? Pause. It's starting to warm up, which means way more outside time. Now think more dips in the pool, more time in the sun, more late night fires, but all of that outdoor time means more chances for hair to get into a little bit of extra trouble. So thankfully, Living Proof has the products to protect hair from the sun's rays and against frizz or damage too. Everything at Living Proof starts in their labs. Founded by a team of scientists and hairstylists, each product is scientifically engineered to solve the toughest hair challenges, never to conceal them, and there really is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. So unlike other hair care options, Living Proof addresses your specific hair needs and concerns like frizz, volume, curl, definition, or one of my specific concerns, especially in the summer when I'm in the water, is that sometimes my hair can get really dry and frizzy, and then it makes it feel thinned out. So I like to use Restore Shampoo to help with that damage, and their No Frizz Instant Defrizzer. So protect your hair this season with Living Proof. Visit livingproof.com/vine and use code VINE to get 10% off your first purchase. That's livingproof.com/vine, code VINE, for 10% off your first purchase. livingproof.com/vine, code VINE. Apartments.com has helped millions of renters and could help you find your perfect place. And yep, I know perfect is a tall order, but if you're looking for an apartment or a condo, townhome, or a house, even Apartments.com has all the right tools to help you find it. You can use filters and saved searches to narrow down your rental listings and find exactly the right place for you. You can even set up alerts to get notified as places become available. So fashionistas, get your closet space or an in-unit washer dryer. Sun lover, you know, find as much natural light as you can handle. If you're working from home, you can have an extra little area for your office, an extra bathroom, a balcony, central heating and air, or a dishwasher in the kitchen. You know, whatever happens to be the right fit for you, this is the place to find it. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
So we do take it or leave it advice. We're going to get you to help because you are good at advice. And I suggest everyone takes it. So this is kind of a ask Nick, Caitlin, and Lo.
Right. Round table.
Situation. Round table. Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, it is a nice little round table. And I feel like between the three of us, we're going to change some lives today.
Yeah.
Try our best.
We're going to try our best.
Well, there was this one time. And so I guess my question is, I don't know if I want to share my name. I have a really good confession for you.
We were literally trying to remove my dog's nipples with tweezers.
I just called to say I love you.
So let's go to the first voicemail.
Are we all offering advice?
Yep. Yeah. All of us.
Okay.
Yep.
Collaborations are often good.
Yeah.
Right. We'll build off of our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. You go first.
Oh,
just
shit.
Kidding.
Lay
just
the groundwork.
Okay. We can play it.
Hey, Caitlin and Nick. I'm just calling in to see if you have any tips on spicing things up in the bedroom with my husband. We've been together for almost 13 years, and things have definitely been a little slow in that department lately. Not really for lack of effort on my part, and, you know, not, believe me, cheating is definitely not even a question. I know that for sure. But, yeah, any advice on how to sort of revive our sex life would be super helpful. Thanks.
Hey, you started with a tough one.
Spice up
your sex life.
Like sex toys, bring out a dildo, a strap-on, something fun.
Some people aren't into that.
Okay. Well, I was just...
Why did I just shut down your
advice? Shut me down. I just tried to lay
some groundwork. You're right.
Sex toys, boom. But also, if you're wanting your sex life to be spiced up, what's the root of why...
That's what I was going to say.
Where's the spice? Where has it gone? Like, are
you
working too much?
Well, it's 13 years of marriage.
Well, yeah, but like... I feel like there's some origin there of like what's going on where you don't want to have any sex.
Yeah.
Or maybe they are having sex, but they just want it to be more fun.
Maybe.
More spicy.
Maybe it's just like missionary boring shit. And she's like, I want to get spicy. And maybe she doesn't have the confidence to do that.
No, she's the one who's saying she's trying, but it doesn't sound like she's like not by lack of trying. So, so she's trying to like have a little sex and she's being turned down by her husband. And, sounds like.
Okay, from your perspective, why would he be turning her down?
Well, who knows? It could be a ton of different reasons. From a guy's point of view, I think in a lot of long-term relationships, listen, I think sometimes we get comfortable with the people we love the most and we can criticize and nitpick and belittle. And I think that affects men more than it's talked about.
That's a good point.
And when I think men are in relationships, in heterosexual relationships, often you don't want to have sex with the person who's breaking you down and mm-hmm. nitpicking you. And I'm not suggesting this caller is.
Right.
But sometimes we don't even notice it. I mean, one thing Natalie and I started doing in our relationship, which I haven't done in previous relationships. And that's partly, I think we just kind of both started doing it, but we really hold each other accountable for how we speak to each other.
Mm.
And generally it's always fine, but every once in a while, one of us might be in a bad mood mm-hmm. or reactive and we might slightly raise our voice or just sound a little sassy.
Mm-hmm. Do a little jab.
And both of us will be like, please don't talk to me that way. And we calmly say it. And then the other person's like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. And we do that. We don't, cause in the past, I think a lot of guys do, you kind of put up with it and you put up with it because you think I can, cause I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of toxic masculinity, but that's mm-hmm. more of a societal thing where I think we're supposed to, and we're macho and, mm-hmm. but eventually over time, you're just like,
I'm still a human being.
You're just, all you do is nag at me or break me down or whatever. So if this caller is listening, I would think about that. Mm-hmm. Compliments go a long way for men. So I would compliment about him, make him feel good about himself. The same way women like to be complimented, I think men do too, whether they admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start there. And then maybe, you know, I'm guessing she's asked him.
I think that's a good point, though, that I didn't think about that, the little compliments that just like build him up that he's probably going to want to.
Yeah. Call him sexy. Make him feel like,
uh-huh.
You know, even when she was like, not by lack of trying, even like when she said that, it was.
Yeah, it was a little jab.
Just a little, you know, jab. Yeah. So.
She's exhausted.
Yeah.
I've had girlfriends where, you know, if we were going through a rough patch and I thought they were being hypercritical, I don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah.
You know?
See, then I always go, well, men just are, they just look at me as a whole. There's just a hole that they can have. So I didn't
know. When you're 19, guys will, you know, have sex with kind of anything.
I'm just a hole, Jason. Like, no, Caitlin.
I mean, I'm sure, some parents have probably walked into their 17-year-old son f***ing the drywall.
Oh, yeah. You know? For sure.
But
did you ever get caught masturbating?
Not like in the actual act. No, like I knew they were coming, so I stopped. And okay. Yeah. But no, my mom never caught me.
But
like,
yeah, I just think off. That start there. I don't know if that's helpful, but just maybe just focus on only saying nice things about your partner around you. And unless you really need to say it, like those passive aggressive under the breath things, just they really add up over time.
I'm the worst.
What?
I feel like I do a lot of passive aggressive under the breath things.
I think we all do. I mean, you spend every moment with your partner, you get to know them, and
that's true. Know, Jason does it too. We both do. Yeah,
and I just think that they add up.
Yeah, they do add up. You're right.
They really add up, and that's something. You know, Grant and Allie and I, you know, we haven't been dating for that long, but it's something that I guess I started doing, and she started doing back to me in a good way, where we just like nah. No, we don't even let it start, you know?
Damn. My emotions are stronger than me. I'm like, if I didn't let it start, I wish I could be like, no, I'm going to stop it before it starts. That is healthy. That's what therapists tell you to do.
Just have to be mindful of it. But I did something that I never did in relationships and always added up.
Yeah.
And then finally I was just like, yeah, no, I'm not. No, you can't talk to me that way.
Okay. Well, I think that's actually great advice. Yeah. I think... compliment. Call him sexy and see what happens.
I'm still holding on to dildos and sex toys.
Yeah, because so. I feel. I mean, okay. Sure. I mean, try. You know,
fun massage.
There's always the lingerie, plan a trip. Yeah. I don't know, date night. But if she's trying hard and he's turning her down,
yeah, it's a deeper issue.
There's a deeper, more. He doesn't feel sexy, kind of in a way a man would want to.
Yeah.
Feel sexy.
I agree. The next one is someone's having trouble getting over their ex. So let's hear about that.
Hi, Caitlin. And hi, Nick. I'm major fans of you both. I've been listening to both of your podcasts literally since the beginning. I'm a Vino and I think it's Vi-Fi. Is that the official? I don't think we ever decided the name of the podcast fans, Nick, but huge fans. But anyways, I'm kind of going through a little bit of a struggle and life transition. I broke up with my boyfriend about a month and a half ago, and I've just been really, you know, going back and forth and questioning the decision, and we're still in communication, and I know, like, long-term, we need to end things, and that's the, you know, logical, quote-unquote, decision just because of a lot of reasons, but emotionally, I still love him. I still, you know, I miss him, so just wondering kind of how to navigate, you know, when your emotional and logical sides are kind of competing. If you have any advice, would appreciate it. Thank you. Love you both. Bye.
This is why I'm take it or leave it advice. I got nothing. I'm like, that sucks. That's hard. And I feel like you should just, that's, in my opinion, I'm like, it's only been a month and a half. Of course you're still missing him. You're trying to get, I would like to know how long they were together, but of course you're trying to get over somebody and you're still attached.
And they're still communicating.
It took me 5 years to get over one guy. 5 years. So that's not very, I'm not giving anybody hope there.
Sorry, that was so great.
You know, it's been 5 years, Nick. Jesus. You narcissist.
Yeah. Sure I don't know. It took. Like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anything?
Well, when it comes to even talking to your ex, I like to take the scorched earth method, and I almost have a funeral for the person in my head. I pretend. I almost wish they did die. And the thing is, okay, but it's how I feel in the sense of I think sometimes even coping with a death, for example, is a bit easier than with an X, because at least there's closure with mm-hmm. a funeral, but this person
still...
Your
ego's not activated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they died, and your I can show like, well, looking all died. Cute to their funeral.
Yeah, they're gone.
You know? But if they're still alive, it's difficult. And so I have a funeral for them in my head, and I kind of go through the grieving process, which is tough, but like that's just something that's helped me in trying to navigate getting past a really serious relationship.
That's good. Hold a funeral for them.
Yeah, so I hold a... Yeah, a funeral, a yeah. hypothetical funeral for them in my head. And
pour one out for the homie.
Yeah, really, though. And I stop communicating, and then I'm able to just kind of get through it. And I miss them, and I get upset, and I'm angry, and then I kind of want to go back. And you go through all of that. It's mm-hmm. natural for every relationship. But when the dust settles, and then you start to really just sit with yourself for a minute, well, then you can actually give yourself a fighting chance to move on in a forward direction, as opposed to lingering. And there's a reason why the relationship ended. And so focus on that for like, of course, you need to really focus on that and then put all the attention to yourself.
I had to do this in therapy. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, where I had to sit in a chair and pretend he was sitting in the other chair and have a conversation with him about why it ended, why we weren't meant for each other. And I had to like switch seats and then go sit in the other and pretend to be him and have a whole honest conversation between us. And something shifted in my brain after that. So my advice is therapy, because that's literally what helped me through all of it.
Great answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, therapy for sure. Love what you said. I just, you know, especially with her breaking up with him,
mm-hmm.
I would just remind her, kind of like what you said, they broke up for a reason. It's tough, because when you decide to leave a relationship, or someone decides to leave the relationship with you, I mean... I know your ego doesn't want to hear this, but like you either decided for yourself or they decided for themselves that they think there's something better for them out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's hard to hear or hard to face. And if you're in for her, she's decided for herself to something better out there for her. But that something better never comes when we want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, it's only been a month and a half mm-hmm. and it's almost always common, you know, she goes back out there, because especially if it's like a relationship where you – maybe we're dreading the breakup, you've been dating for a while, and you maybe kind of knew you were going to break up with them mm-hmm. 4 or 5 months before you actually got the courage to do it. So by the time you did it, you probably weren't even sad. You might have been kind of relieved.
Very, like, grieved.
And then you go back out there, you think, I'm single, and you get in the apps, and then you realize, this is a f***ing mess out here.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty easy to get discouraged pretty fast, and then you start going back and negotiating with yourself about, like, well, was it as bad as, like...
Ah, that's so true.
You know, like, I don't know, like...
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
They're funny, you know, they...
Yeah.
There's that one time you brought me flowers or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
you make excuses.
So I think kind of to your point, you just have to remember that you knew your gut told you that there was something better out there for you. And you just have to have the patience to fight through the discomfort of starting over, starting new, going on some bad dates. You're going to meet a bunch of, you know, frogs before you meet your Prince Charming, so to speak. And stay the course. But mm-hmm. all those feelings of it, what she calls her head and her heart, it's not really her head or her heart. It's more of her ego not thinking she should be alone, or just the comfort of what she had.
And my ego always says, I don't want that person to be with another person.
Sure, yeah. And, but, oh, that's another thing, too. Like, you break up with them, they move on.
Yeah.
You know, eventually, and you're just like,
yeah.
What? Because you haven't found something better for yourself, but maybe they did. And keep in mind, when you tell yourself, I want something better for me, you're not better than them. You're saying we both deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. Even if they pick up the pieces and move on, and you should be happy for them. You know, it's hard. Oof. Your ego's activated, but it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
You've chosen to move on. You've decided there's something better out there for you, and you're just going to have to be a little more patient than you expected. I mean, that's how it goes.
I think that's... Like, initially what I was saying is, like, it's only been a month and a half, so of course you're going to feel this way. And I think patience is a good word to use when grieving this relationship, is just having the patience, because time does help.
A lot of time you get excited when you are finally on the market, and then kind of like, this is it.
Right.
And that advice of, like, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone and just start f***ing your brains out, you know?
Yeah.
I tried that.
Yeah.
When I left a really serious relationship and I felt like shit after.
Yeah.
It didn't help me. And so I know that's very common advice. Just get yourself back out there. Get all cute and go fuck someone. no, it didn't work for me. And I actually think you might end up hurting yourself in the long run. If you hold out a bit and focus on you, I think you're going to do yourself a big favor in the long run.
That's what I was about to say. Just, you know, every relationships take a ton of work and we all have a habit of forgetting to take care of ourselves in relationships, especially towards the end of them because, you know, they're not going well. Maybe they're toxic, so they're energy suckers. And maybe use this newfound free time to invest in yourself, whatever that is. Maybe it's something you've always wanted to do, never did. Maybe you try to get them to take a trip they didn't want to take. Go with a friend. Go by your fucking self.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I love traveling, so.
But those are just ways to preoccupy your time. And yes, not try to replace them with someone new is a good way to make you miss something that wasn't good for you. Did that rhyme?
I feel like... Did you get that from Taylor Swift? I feel like that was in a song.
Okay, Vinos. So you've probably heard me talk about the new Starbucks Baia energy drink. And now if you're not already excited to try it, well, you should be. I don't know about you, but lately I've definitely needed an extra little boosty boost. Maybe something weird going on with the planets or something. Or maybe we're just trying to live insanely busy lives. Yeah, that's me. Well, that's where this new Starbucks Baia energy drink comes in. It's a beverage that is crafted from caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, as well as antioxidant vitamin C, and it comes in three delicious fruit flavors, mango guava, raspberry lime, and pineapple passion fruit. This is the perfect drink, not only to give you that boost of energy, but to keep you refreshed during the summer. So whether you are on a road trip, love those. Grilling with some friends. Love that too. Taking your dogs to the park. Always keep getting better. Or just need a boost between meetings. This is the drink for you. It comes in a can, which is very convenient because you can just throw it in your bag, take it with you on the go. Each 12-ounce 90-calorie can contains 160 milligrams of caffeine, and it is not going to give you that weird jittery feeling that you might have experienced with other energy drinks. It's really just like a nice little boost and refresh for your day. Plus, it tastes delicious. Starbucks Baia energy drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide. This week's Grape Therapy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Now, most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. It's the world we live in. While you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving or cleaning or exercising or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now, and that's getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you can save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. And discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. So multitask right now. Do it right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, next one. This one's interesting. Let's play it.
This is a question for your upcoming podcast with Nick Vial and relationships. I'm married, and lately my husband is becoming complacent and not showering. I have tried to bring it up as sensitively as I could, but it's not making a difference, and it is definitely a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt his feelings, and I don't know what else to do.
That's so nice of her. I would be like...
Any suggestions would be great.
I'm sorry. I would...
You just be like...
Be like, you are disgusting. Stinky like, shower, 20K. You stink bomb.
Well,
that's not, don't take that advice.
Just a page out of the Mila Kunis Ashton Kutcher book, because I know they had a lot of controversy because I think Mila...
Yeah, they didn't like shower their children every day.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I shower every day. I shower in the morning. Sometimes I shower at night as well.
I don't shower every day. But I know
you don't.
No, I don't.
I have to, okay, foul.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't. If like 2 days, okay, yeah, then I'm
what
gonna
if
shower.
You if you work out?
Okay, yeah. If I work out, I'm gonna because I get like, sweaty, Betty. I would definitely shower.
Yeah,
but maybe not.
Really?
But well, I feel
she
like
sounds,
it,
she said complacent.
Yes, I noticed that too.
So, like, is there like a general like laziness?
There, I think so. When she said complacent, I went, okay, it's not just showering. He sounds depressed, and she
well,
sounded,
it could be that.
And she sounded really nervous to talk about it, which broke my heart because
she's nervous about it.
Because you're right. I mean, I feel like deciding not to take a shower and smelling is not the same as like erectile dysfunction,
right?
You know, and like the sensitivity around a man, like feeling emasculated when his girlfriend or wife is like, why doesn't your dick work?
Yeah.
But she's approaching it in a way that
like
in a similar way.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you know, the therapy, I mean, couples therapy is not the same as individual therapy.
So
people have a hard time, which that could be a start, you know, hopefully maybe your couples therapist will recommend individual therapy, but I agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong. If she doesn't think he's depressed and it's just really like he just decided not to shower and there's this like new age thing, like he hung out with maybe Dean too long from The Bachelor or something.
Like he's going all granola.
He watched a TikTok about like showering.
Right.
I think you just ask him. If she's worried that he might be suffering from some sort of depression, then
that's what I would worry about.
Definitely suggest therapy for sure.
Otherwise, I think you could just tell him.
But yeah, I think you smell is okay.
Because I feel like if
or
you're
compliment,
tipped,
don't say it like you smell or oh
no,
my god.
No, say you can smell.
Or if you if you want to take a different approach,
like I might be like Nell, you smell a little fresh today. I don't like the shower's working.
Yeah. A little ripe there, Caitlin. Or I think if you want to come from the approach of like, oh, I love the way you smell after a nice shower.
But that's passive aggressive.
I don't think it's passive aggressive. I think it's just because the way she's talking about this sounds very, like it's a very sensitive topic.
It does seem like a sensitive subject.
Coming at him and just being like, you stank. Oh my God, that dick reeks.
Yeah, you know, you definitely, like, aggressive. I think in relationships, so going back to what we said about that first caller, I think there's such a fine line between. Like, how do we, you know how in relationships you're like, I want to date someone who makes me a better person.
Yeah.
Well, how do you want your partner to make you a better person? But sometimes in relationships, we're like, oh, I'm supposed to make my partner a better person. And we do that by picking on them or, you know, joking. I think people, when we got to try, how do you help your partner without making him feel bad or shamed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so. You always just, you know, so if it's just like I want my girlfriend to tell me if I have something, like my flies down, something in my tooth, do I smell? I need her to let me know so I'm not embarrassing myself.
Yeah, that's, I would want to know.
And it's kind of a, hey, babe, you know, just do this. Like, again, it's one of those things add up. And I don't know what's going on with this caller, but it's kind of one of those things where you just, I think it's really important to not to make your partner feel shamed and judged for every little thing that you might notice on them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just tell him he stinks.
Bottom line is just, you just got to tell
him. Buy him some nice soaps, a nice body wash and a loofah and be like, ooh, but I got a little treat for you, babe.
Or let's shower together.
Yeah. I don't think that's passive aggressive. There's nothing aggressive about it.
There's who knows? I mean, yeah.
I just think she sounded really nervous to talk about it and bad. She felt really bad. And I just felt like...
Do you think it's more she's embarrassed to say that her husband doesn't shower?
Maybe.
I've gone through that phase, though, where I was like, oh, I'm not showering as much.
Oh.
I was also very depressed, though.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like she needs to maybe ask if he's okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's a mental health check-in.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next one? Okay. Next.
Hey, Caitlin, it's Caitlin. And I just had a quick question. I say recently single, but I've been single for almost a year, and I came out of a 5.5-year messy relationship. And I really try to get on the dating apps, and I just can't do it. I just cringe every time. and I really am honestly enjoying being alone, but I don't know if I should still try and get out there. What's your advice on how I should start dating again? Because it's exhausting and honestly awful, but I'm ready to find a Jason. You know what I mean? Anyways, can't wait to sip some spades and sparrows later. Bye.
Your voice was very calming.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's happy being alone. That's the first
chat. She loves you.
She loves sweet. You. She's supporting the brand. And
Sipping spades, sparrows, and wants a Jason.
And I love that she's okay being alone. She's like, I'm cool being, that's already, for once you're okay, that's the first big step is like, you're cool in your own skin.
Yeah.
You want someone to just compliment your life, not become your life. Mm-hmm. So she's already two steps ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Good job, queen.
Good job, queen. What did she say about dating apps? Did she say
doesn't want to be on them?
Doesn't want to be on the dating apps.
I think she should.
She's going to find her love on dating apps.
Dating, like people, it's just a way to meet someone.
Yeah.
It's definitely a way that a lot of people are utilizing.
Yeah.
The problem with dating apps is that we don't have self control. Like, so first, I mean, it almost sounds like she hates the idea of dating apps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I would just suggest try getting over it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's on them.
Yeah.
And that, I know it's relatively recent because if she said she just got to have a 5-year messy relationship. Well, 5 years ago, dating apps weren't as mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were single 5 years
that's
ago,
true.
It's like,
yeah,
you know, a dirty, dirty secret pandemic. To be like, yeah. I met him on a dating app. But now 5 years later, nah, it's not a dirty secret anymore. So if she's just embarrassed to be on dating apps, then no, everyone's using them.
Yeah.
And when you start using them, like set some boundaries for yourself because You have access to everyone.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'd go ham on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a field day.
Yeah, that gets exhausting.
Yeah,
you know, and you start having the same conversations over and over. You get fatigued, you know. So, but
and then you probably don't put your best self out there because you're so like when you have 5 bad dates in a row, how are you not going to feel defeated and just like this shit's never going to work?
And that's very common.
Yeah, and you're just drained emotionally after
them. I keep telling people, and usually the reaction I get is like some sort of like, you're nuts. But I think the pandemic taught us the value of a Zoom meeting. And dating apps can be exhausting. And like, I think the Zoom date or the FaceTime date is like the perfect first date for someone you know nothing about,
mm-hmm.
that you don't know if you want to like get ready for. And if you're a guy, you don't know if you want to drop $150 for, if you know, we're still, you know, because let's be honest, in a progressive society, we're still like expecting men to pay for the first date.
Right.
And there's a lot of anxiousness and frustrations on both sides. So like, just try to make it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
You can literally have a Zoom date in your sweatpants with a spade and sparrows.
Yeah.
And you get to learn about their voice and see if you have a rapport and see if you have the same humor on a 20-minute
Zoom
date. Plus,
you could be like secretly taking notes and he would never know.
Yeah. And you can feel less fatigued too.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of like 4 dates in person where you had to get ready and you had that nervous awkwardness, and if any date goes bad, internet click, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So you could literally create a Gmail account that's only for a Zoom date. So all you're giving out is some bullshit email address that no one else has. That the only information they have is some email address or Zoom for a Zoom account. You don't have to even give them your phone number.
That's true.
Did you do this?
Yeah, this I feel.
Do I? Do
have
I
you
do
done
this?
That?
In the beginning of the pandemic, when I was dating, you know, before Natalie and I were in a relationship, I FaceTime or Zoom.
Yeah.
But I suggest it, you know. For
yeah.
Sure.
I feel like that's a great idea.
No,
do
for
you?
Sure.
Are you on dating apps?
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's like dating apps are so.
My girlfriend loved it. My girlfriend loved being on Raya.
What I do like
when
is
you say loved. Is she now in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like she was the exception to the rule where she went on for a period of time, probably had some fun dates, met a couple famous dudes, and then like found the one. So it was like
exactly what it was.
I like seeing how many people are out there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I mean the options are limitless.
Yeah.
But I will say I had one girlfriend of mine and she was in the same boat where she didn't feel comfortable on dating apps. She kind of felt like she missed the boat in that and just in the because she had been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like not familiar with him at all.
Yeah.
And so her and I were talking and I was just trying to figure out how to help this queen out because she's beautiful. She's kind. So anyway, what I ended up telling her to do or advising her to do, and she actually found a guy.
Hmm.
And it worked. So that's cool. She didn't want to go on the dating app. She ended up getting it, went on a few dates. They weren't great. It put a bad taste in her mouth. So then I was like, well, why don't, she's like very environmentally conscious and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So she, I said, why don't you volunteer to do like a beach cleanup? And so she did that, and she met like a bunch of people, found a whole new group of friends. And then she's obsessed with dogs. So she started helping at the dog shelter, and she met a really sweet guy at the dog shelter. And then she started getting, she was putting herself out there. I was like, just put yourself out there in a way, which I've done too. Mm-hmm. And then people will want to set you up with people. Mm-hmm. If you put it out into the universe, it will come back to you. You'll attract it. And so she was saying like, oh, if you know someone, like I'd love to meet him, and just throwing it out there,
yeah,
you know, with these new friends. And yeah, she found a guy, and
I mean, that's great. Yeah.
6 months in.
Making friends.
Yeah. True. That's, you got to take it as the same advice that you would give yourself if you moved to a new city. Like,
it's very,
go do something
advice
that you love to do, and you're probably going to meet some great people, yeah, that are, have the same passions as you.
And during the pandemic, obviously, like,
I should
not
give
happen
dating advice.
You know,
cause I just haven't really dated. I've just always like, been like serious relationship to serious relationship to serious relationship. I just,
some of these questions are relationship focused.
Yeah. And you dated those people before you.
I guess so.
Yeah. I think you're great. You've given me great advice. Yeah, okay. You're always like, block him. Cut him out of your life, love.
That is.
And the good news is like, she's comfortable with being alone. So all these activities that she might try won't be with this added pressure of, I hope I meet someone, because a lot of people will do that. They'll like, be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna expand my zone, yeah, and I'm gonna go to this dog park, and they're just like, yeah, looking for their husband. And it's, yeah, or I have guy friends who do that too. You know, they'll, mm-hmm, go out and they walk into a bar and they look around and be like, is my wife here?
Yeah.
Nope. Let's next bar.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's like,
so true.
Let it come to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you don't need
easier
to
said than done.
It is easier said. All advice is, yeah, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna move on. I do prank calls on the pod, and there's this one that I really want you to do because this girl has a massive crush on you.
Oh, cute.
Do you know this person?
No. People submit like pranks and prank ideas in, and then I'll do a prank call and call these random people. A listener will write in and say like, can you prank my dad or something? Like, give me somebody else to call.
Okay.
And I get like hot and sweaty and like nervous because
I'm already nervous.
It's, yeah, so nerve-wracking. I'll go first. I'll do one first. I'm going to call Jackie. She wants us to call her husband about being a contestant. Like, I'm a casting director from The Bachelor, and somebody sent me his photo.
Ooh,
and that, like, we're that interested, yeah, in him being on The Bachelor.
But he's married.
Yeah.
Have you ever like caught someone being unfaithful? Like,
no.
What if the guy's like, yeah, I'll get right back to you.
Well, what was the one? What one did
what
I?
What is it? That's on TikTok, where it's like that. What is it called? Like, I think it's like women will do the like loyalty test, where girls will say,
yeah,
you know, reach out to my boyfriend and like hit him up.
That's true. That makes me so uncomfortable.
Why do you hate that?
It just gives me anxiety. I'm like, oh God, if you're having to test the person in a relationship, get,
yeah,
out of,
yeah, that's,
it,
yeah.
If you're having to put that, I mean, I guess if you're doing it for the clout, like for
my first girlfriend, freshman year of college, tried to loyalty tested me with AOL Instant Messenger, passed with flying colors.
Oh, did, nice, you?
When I'm in.
And then did you get mad at her for doing that to you? Because to me, I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't remember getting mad. No.
Yeah, just disappointed.
Yeah,
just disappointed. Father. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Randy there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Randy. This is Lacey calling from ABC. I'm a casting director here at The Bachelorette, and you're... I don't know who it was, a friend maybe, has nominated you to go through for the first rounds of casting.
Okay.
So I was just wondering what your availability looked like in the next week to jump on a Zoom with a few casting directors.
I appreciate the offer, but I'm not sure which one of my friends would have recommended me. I am married, have been for about 3 years.
Well, you just passed the loyalty test, my friend. this is Caitlin Bristow calling on Off the Vine podcast. Your wife just wanted to pull a prank on you.
Oh my God. And of course she did.
I was wondering when you said okay at first, I was like, you motherfucker.
What? No. I'm like,
that was a confused okay.
Yeah, I was a confused okay.
Yeah, no, that was 100% confused because I'm like, I know she watches The Bachelor because she has me watch The Bachelor with it. So I'm like, I don't know who the hell would refer me to this. So.
Were you a little flattered, though, for a second?
For a second, but it's also like one of those things where you like know that it's not going to. Like, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for being a good sport. Tell Jackie we say hello.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye. You sounded so nervous.
Oh, I love Randy Jackson.
Yeah, I love Randy Jackson. Okay,
Randy, you've just been busy after American Idol. So now he's...
That's a yes for me, dog.
That's a yes for me, dog.
Okay, are you ready to do yours?
So what am I doing?
Okay, so her name is Victoria. She has a huge crush on Nick. Maybe you call and... Oh, she wants to adopt a dog. So you're going to say that you have a dog.
Wait, I'm going to be like, just kidding, no dog.
And I'm, but and I have a girlfriend.
Also, I have a girlfriend. Why?
Well, shit. Fine. Okay. Maybe you call her and
how
you say,
look good in this?
You have such an obvious voice too.
Do I?
Yeah. Wait, there's a voicemail. Let's listen to it because she has the idea for the prank. Maybe she'll make it sound better than.
Is this for her friend?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like herself. Like,
no.
I'd love Nick to prank me.
No. Okay.
Hi, Caitlin. So my friend has a huge crush on Nick, and I thought it could be really funny if he prank called her, and I told her that one of my friends was interested in going to college, where she went to college, and she might be getting a random call tomorrow. But what I really thought Nick could do is, you know, whatever he wants to say, honestly, but she's been really interested lately in adopting a dog, so I thought it could be good if he said that he was calling from, you know, a dog adoption agency, and he wanted to ask her some questions before he could decide if she was a good owner. Like
background check,
you know.
Oh, background check.
Drink. I don't know. Whatever.
Does she drink?
Yeah.
So have you abused dogs in your past?
Her phone number is.
So what's the name of our
agency?
Yeah, agency.
Dogs Are Us.
Oh, come on,
something be better than that.
Wait, I'm Googling 500 catchy animal shelter names. Okay. Independent dog shelter.
Okay.
Okay. Citizen Canine. Clippendales.
Oh, my God.
Citizen
Doggy
Canine,
Divine.
That's fine. That's Citizen Canine.
Okay. Citizen Canine sounds legit.
Yeah.
Citizen
All right. So,
Canine.
And then what are our five background questions?
Okay.
How much alcohol do you consume? How many drinks do you consume in a week? In a day.
Okay.
The last one is like, can you juggle?
Can you juggle? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, here, let's write these down for you. Yeah, you have notes. I'm just going to do it for you. Okay. So Citizen Canine. How many beverages do you consume a week?
Alcoholic.
How many steps do you take a day?
We need a couple legit questions first. Like, how many hours?
Have you owned a pet before? Do you have any pets right now? Yes. Are you employed?
Are you?
Do you work from home?
Employed.
Do you work from home is a good one because dog shelters always want to know that.
We're really getting. How many hours a day do you spend on Instagram?
Do you like to party?
Do you like to party and can you juggle? What is your party trick?
Yeah. You into cocaine?
Can it's like, you what? Juggle? What's your rising sign?
Oh, that's great.
What's your moon in rising?
Yeah, what's your moon rising? Moon and sun.
Are you an Enneagram 3?
If so, then no dog for you. I'm an Enneagram 3 and 4. I'm a 4 with a 3 wing.
4 wing 3?
Yeah.
So am I think.
You 4 with a 3?
I think so. Wow. I could be wrong.
I feel like that's a good one.
I'm an 8 wing 4.
So I guess
really?
We both need too much sunshine.
Yeah, we do. We really do. It's the last call of the day.
This is going to be a good one. I hope she picks up.
I hope she's like, Nick?
Oh,
is that
wow.
Your voice?
Well, her friend kind of gave it away.
What?
No, she said that it's going to be for like a college, a student calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said that be by your phone because I'm going to have someone call you for.
Citizen Canine?
Citizen Canine. I'm excited.
It's Jeff from Citizen Canine.
Jeff, yeah. Just, Jeff. I'm always Amanda. For some reason, Amanda's my go-to. Oh, I did Lacey because that's who was my casting director.
Miguel.
For the Miguel, that's mm-hmm. Your go-to?
Yeah.
Javier? I don't know. That's the name came up on my podcast the other day. Now it's in my head.
So, Anna, how did I get her information?
Her friend.
We got your application.
What if she didn't send an application?
Well, we got
this is the problem. They don't ask this many questions. They get so nervous that they just want to answer. They don't really ask all the, because Jason's the same way as you. He wants to know, like, and I'm like, just wing it. And they don't ask a lot of questions. And when they do, you just riff, bruh. Off the fan. Wing it, bruh. Wing it like my eyeliner. Okay.
God.
Are you nervous?
We got your information from a cereal box.
Yeah.
Sorry. He's going to regret this for the rest of her life if she doesn't answer.
Hi, is Victoria there?
Speaking.
Hi, Victoria. This is Jeff from Canine Citizen R Us.
Hi.
Hi. We are a company that lets people rescue dogs, and we were wondering if you're interested in rescuing dogs.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Great. If you don't mind, we just like to do a quick background check on some of our people just to make sure our dogs are safe.
Yeah.
Great. Have you ever owned a pet?
Yes.
What was its name? We want to make sure that dogs get a good name.
Basil.
Basil.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Do you own one right now?
I don't, but I'm looking.
Okay. Great. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
How many days do you spend at work? Like, are you able to take care of the dog or?
Well, actually, long story short, but my company is based in Vancouver, and I'm from the East Coast, and I'm actually heading back home. So I was looking for a dog here, but I think it might be best to get one when I land back home, which is in Ottawa.
Wonderful.
And in that case, I'll be working full-time from home.
Do you have a preference on the type of canine that you would get?
No. I mean, like, ideally bigger than, like, 10 pounds and not a massive dog.
Okay.
So,
like, right in the middle.
Right in the middle would be great.
Great.
And also, I'm looking for, like, ideally between, like, 1 and 3 years old.
Okay. Great. Just a few more questions. Do you like to party?
No.
No. Okay. So we'll get you more of a chill dog.
Yeah,
okay.
Chill dog.
All right. What is your rising sign?
Oh, my God, Jesus. Is it a good thing if I don't know it or if I do know it?
It really just more depends on the dog. Some of our dogs are like kind of into that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Some of our dogs like
is
tricks. Do you like
call?
Do you like to juggle? I'm just with you, Victoria. This is Nick Vile. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Great. You're on the phone with Caitlin Bristow as well.
This is so mean. I'm so excited.
That's what I was thinking. What's her friend's name?
I don't know. I forget the friend's name. Who is the friend who told you to be by your phone today?
Nadine.
Yeah, that's who it was.
And I said, well, we're gonna get her excited about this dog.
I really did.
Yeah.
Ah, that's amazing.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That was good.
That's okay.
Wait, did you not laugh when you heard him say,
what did I say at first?
Citizen Canine
RS.
Citizen Canine RS. That was amazing.
How are you otherwise?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we couldn't get you a dog.
That's okay. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
I'm sure you'll get one, though.
Yeah, it's in your car.
In Ottawa.
And Basil's a good name for a dog.
Yeah.
I was just teasing you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm being filmed right now. It's really embarrassing.
You're what?
I'm being filmed right now.
Is your friend with you?
Well, that's why I realized it, because someone was sitting outside of the office filming you with their phone.
Okay. The giveaway. So I had you going.
Yeah, you did.
I was really into it. I was really into the
My favorite is when you ask the sign and she goes, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I'm so confused.
Well, thanks for being a good sport.
I thought you were like a fun startup maybe who's asking fun, quirky questions.
I wish.
Fun startup.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, good luck finding a dog. I'm sure you will get one.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Too sweet.
That was amazing. Wait, your questions. What did you do at first? After K9 or Us, I was dead. I was like burying my face.
I panicked and I pulled it together. I pulled it together.
And then you didn't know how to describe the company. You're like, we get dogs rescued. Oh, that's freaking fun. You did it. You did it. Lowe, you're next.
What?
Not.
Nah, okay. We'll
it felt a little cruel. Sorry, Victoria.
I love that you kind of gave her shit for Basil, the dog's name.
You're like, yeah, that's okay. But okay. Here's the thing is I used to just hang up and let them believe that. And my listeners were like, that actually is kind of like bullying. And I was like, oh, f-. And so now I always make sure I tell them at the end. But anyways, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
That was nice. That was fun. Yeah.
And, always good to see you.
And
thank you, Nick.
Always good to see you. Everybody listen to, obviously, our podcast, but where can people find your podcast? Everywhere?
Anywhere you listen to a podcast. Amazing. If you like watching that sort of thing, we're on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, is that new? That you have it on YouTube? You've always done it on YouTube.
Always done that.
You guys have a good setup over there, too. Looks good on...
Most people listen to it rather than watch it, but...
Yeah.
You like to
it's good to have the options.
Visual representation.
Sure.
In case that someone's into that sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good rest of your day. Lo, you're still stuck with me for two more podcasts.
Bye.
Oh, toodles.
Bye.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Grape Therapy. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on your favorite podcast platform. And tune in Thursday for your next session.
Do you want to thrive outside the 9-to-5? Then Mom's Exit Interview Podcast is for you. In each episode, you'll hear from inspirational everyday moms taking control. Entrepreneurs, stay-at-home moms with side hustles, consultants, and more. Plus experts with actionable tips like Rebecca Minkoff and Gretchen Rubin. I'm Kim Ritberg, former Us Weekly and Netflix executive and mom of two. I've got the best boss now, me, and I've never been happier. Whether you're in transition or already made a change, let's create a more flexible and fulfilling life together. Listen to and follow Mom's Exit Interview on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.